You're listening to the Apple Viz Podcast.
This is Scott Dever welcoming you to this Apple Viz Podcast on MFI hearing aids from a voiceover user's perspective. We've had quite a few forum topics come up on this subject lately, and so I thought it would be a good time to do that and kind of demonstrate the experience from pairing them all the way through, doing what you can to manipulate them. MFI support is built into a wide range of hearing aids from many different manufacturers. I'm not going to list them all or even attempt to. I'm just going to go ahead and provide a link to Apple's support page, which lists all of the models that are supported at the moment. That page should update, so as newer models become available, hopefully Apple will go ahead and update this page. The good thing about MFI hearing aids, of course, is that you can get a direct connection to your hearing aids through your iOS device, kind of like what you have with AirPods. But there are a lot of things that are special that you can do once you have connected your hearing aids to the iOS device. Most hearing aids have their own application, a lot of companies do, which will give you a bit more in the way of customization, depending on the company and the accessibility issues that are in the app. I know from reading several posts from other people and from trying a couple of the apps in demo mode myself that each of them seems to have some kind of accessibility issues, usually related to controlling of the equalizer and some other issues, depending on the app focus issues. And in one case, you really can't even depend on VoiceOver every time you double tap the various things on the screen. And the apps that I'm aware of are the one from Widex, the one from Oticon, the one from Resound, and also the one from Phonak. So they all have their issues. I'm not going to be talking about those apps today. I'm just going to cover MFI support and what VoiceOver and iOS give you as options, pretty much no matter what model of hearing aids you're running. The first thing we want to do is pair the hearing aids. To do that, you don't go to Bluetooth. It's sort of like pairing a Braille display. You go to general accessibility, and then this time it'll be MFI devices, and go in there. So let's go ahead and do that now. By the way, I'm running iOS 12.2 on an iPhone SE, but pretty much, if you're running iOS 12.2, this should be your experience no matter what iOS device you're running. I am going to go to the settings icon now.
Settings, three new items. Settings.
And I am looking for general.
General, one update available, button. Selected, settings, back button.
Accessibility.
AirDrop, CarPlay, accessibility, selected, general, back button.
And now I'm going to go down to the hearing heading. My rotor should already be set to heading, so let's flick down.
Vision, heading. Switch hearing, heading.
There's hearing, flick right once.
MFI hearing devices, button.
It's MFI, capital M, capital F, lowercase I, hearing devices. I'll double tap.
Selected, accessibility, back button.
And what will come up here, it's sort of like when you pair a Braille display. You do have options in this menu that we'll walk through. And you also have the option to pair. Now, unlike the Braille display section where you have the things that you can pair with on the bottom, you'll see here that the option to pair is more toward the top. I'll just start flicking right now.
MFI hearing devices, heading, devices, heading. Scott's hearing aids, Resound, RE962-DRW, R plus L.
Those are the hearing aids I have. These are Resound hearing aids. This is the Lynx Quattro Pro. It was released in 2018, toward the end of the year. I don't remember the exact date, but it was in later 2018. And then, of course, if you flick to the right, you'll get a nice little explanation.
Bring hearing devices within range of this iPhone to complete pairing, or turn on new hearing devices now to pair with different hearing devices.
So I'm going to flick back to the left ones now and double tap. What will happen is we'll get a couple of authentication requests. There are no pins required. But also what's going to happen is you're not going to hear VoiceOver, because what's going to happen is immediately once that pairing takes place, VoiceOver is going to start streaming through my hearing aids from the iPhone. So I'll flick left.
Scott's hearing aids. Resound. RE962-DRW. R plus L. Alert. Pairing failed. Hearing aids and sound processors can be made pairable by turning them off and on again.
And that's a good thing to have happen. I'm not going to edit that out. So sometimes what you have to do is restart your devices by opening and closing the battery door if you do have the ability to turn them off and on.
Okay, button.
You can do that. I'm going to double tap OK.
Scott's hearing aids. Resound. RE962-DRW. R plus L. Dimmed.
Says it's dimmed, so let me go ahead and restart my hearing aids. There we go.
Scott's hearing aids. Alert. Bluetooth pairing request.
Uh-huh. So now I just flick right.
Scott's hearing aids would like to cancel. But pair. Button. Pair. Button. Alert.
Now, my hearing aids have VoiceOver instead of the mixer. I'm going into Control Center, and then I'm going to go to Root Connected. And now I can go to what is called, in this case, headphones, because that's my mixer patched in. I'll double tap and you'll hear VoiceOver magically reappear.
Show media controls button.
And I'm going to back out of the control center.
Show media controls, routes available button. Settings, MFI hearing devices, back button.
And let's take a look at what we have here.
Audio routing, heading. Call audio, automatic, button.
So it landed me in the call routing option.
Media audio, automatic, button.
And we have both
call audio, automatic, button.
Call audio, and we also have media. Let's take a look real fast at the call audio menu.
Audio routing, back button. Call audio, heading, always hearing devices.
So if you always want your hearing aids to automatically pick up your device, you can have that happen, or
never hearing devices.
Never. Say, for example, you just want to use it to stream music or something, and you can always come in and reconfigure this as you need to, so it's not like you're stuck with one setting, and then
selected, automatic.
Automatic. And usually, if the hearing aids are within range of the iPhone, it will automatically, as the word implies, go to your hearing aids. I'll back out of here.
Call audio, automatic, button.
If we go to
media audio, automatic, button.
Media audio, that's the same three options.
Audio routing, back button. Media audio, heading, always hearing devices.
Always hearing devices. If I do that.
Selected, always hearing devices.
Now, nothing changes. VoiceOver is still on the mixer at this point. But I'm going to go ahead and go back to automatic.
Never hearing devices. Automatic. Selected. Automatic.
And I'll back out of here.
MFI hearing devices. Back button.
I'll go back one more time.
Accessibility. Back button. MFI hearing devices. Heading. Devices. Heading. Scott's hearing aids. Resound. RE962-DRW. R plus L.
And so again, here is the device. We're going to go back in there in a moment. Let's take a look at the rest of the options that we have here.
Triple click the home button at any time to show hearing device options.
That's one thing that you're going to possibly want to change, is to take the triple click option out, the side button if you're using one of the newer devices, or the home button, of course, if you're using an older device. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you will get a menu that says, do you want VoiceOver or do you want the hearing aids? I'll go in and show you that when we're done here, but that's just something to be aware of. Also, when you're in the audiologist's office, that's typically where this setup will occur. Again, be aware that your speech will immediately start talking through your hearing aids when you pair. So be prepared to do what you need to do to get it back. I'll go over that really quickly one more time before we end the podcast here. So let me flick to the right.
Play ringtones on.
I have this set to on. It's on by default. These are all the default settings, by the way. If you have it set to on, of course, you'll hear a ringtone come through if you have a phone call, which is kind of important. Otherwise, unless you're feeling your phone vibrate, you may not know that your phone is ringing. You might just hear your phone kind of making a little bit of a noise, but most likely nothing. It'll just be your hearing aid microphones kind of lowering the volume of everything around you.
Audio routing button.
Audio routing, we looked at that. Not quite sure why it put me there. Typically, the top of this menu is where you'll land.
Control which audio is played in your hearing aids and sound processors.
By the way, this setup and what I'm describing also works for cochlear implants processors. So if you have an MFI compatible CI, like maybe the Nucleus 7, this experience will be the same for you.
Control nearby devices on.
All right.
Control hearing device settings on nearby iOS devices.
So if you're on another device, you could possibly do the controlling from them. I have that on. You can turn it off. If there's somebody you don't want having access to that information or the ability to do that to you, it's great to have that as an option.
Audio handoff on.
Audio handoff.
Take the hearing device connection from nearby iOS devices when audio starts.
So that's also an option if you want to use it for a handoff. You can use the hearing aids for that on other devices.
Control on lock screen, on.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Allow access to the hearing device shortcut at any time, including the lock screen.
So that's this entire menu. Now, as the voiceover speech told us, we are able to use hearing devices in the control center. And I'll walk you through how to set that up. It's pretty simple. But let's go back to the top.
Accessibility, back button.
Flick to the right twice.
MFI hearing devices, heading, devices, heading.
Okay, three times.
Scott's hearing aids, Resound, RE962-DRW, R plus L.
And though this is a button, it doesn't say it is, but if I double tap it.
Scott's MFI hearing devices, back button.
Here's where some things can be a little different, depending on what hearing aid you're running and what program you have on your device. If I flick to the right.
Scott's hearing aids, heading. Scott's hearing aids, Resound, RE962-DRW, connected, left battery level, 100%, right battery level, 100%.
I have not found the battery level to be accurate at all. And it seems like a lot of people are having some issues with this. It's not a voiceover issue. It's an MFI compatibility issue. From what I was told, the rechargeable batteries sometimes are better than the off-the-shelf batteries that you would buy at your local drugstore. But again, there's really no reliability there, so I wouldn't take too much stock in what the percentages say. On my Resound hearing aids with the store-bought batteries, mine always show at 100% until they drop to 10% and it starts beeping at me. So it's kind of annoying, but something else to be aware of. Let me flick to the right.
Stream to right hearing device, on. Stream to left hearing device, on.
Self-explanatory.
Adjust independently, on.
So you have the option to have the devices be controlled either independently or not independently. You can have them both synchronized with whatever you're doing. And you can also stream one channel or the other. So for example, if you wanted to have maybe an external microphone connected, an assisted listening device, or if you wanted to hear the environment around you, you could listen to speech in one ear.
Hearing device mic volume, heading.
By the way, these particular controls do seem to be in all of the MFI supported hearing aids that I have read about so far, but I'll let you know when that changes, because there is one point when that does change.
Right mic volume, 67%, adjustable.
So this controls your internal microphones. Mine are at 67%. I can turn the right one off or all the way up and turn the left one down, whatever I want. I have the freedom to do that.
Left mic volume, 67%, adjustable.
And by the way, you can adjust these settings, the defaults. You'll have to have your audiologist do it, but you can have it. So say, for example, you're on a certain program. One example might be using an ALD. You may find that you want the default to be that the microphone volume from the hearing aid itself is at zero, so you don't hear any of the noise around you, but you only hear the other connected device. Again, you can come in here and change that at any time. So let's say, for example, I don't want to listen to the ALD at that moment, but I do want to hear what's going on around me. I can drop the volume of the ALD and then come in here and turn up the volume on the internal microphones themselves.
TV/micro M volume, heading.
That is what I'm connected to now. That's what's patched into my mixer so that I can hear the computer if I need to.
67% adjustable.
That is also at 67%. Now, if I flick up.
67%, 77%, 87%, 97%, 100%.
Now I hear the ALD much better than I hear my surroundings.
67% adjustable.
I have to do the same with the other side.
67, 87%, 87%, 87%, 97%, 100%.
There is sometimes a bit of a delay, by the way, as you can see there, but it's typically very minimal. And the latency with VoiceOver is not as bad as it used to be, even, I would say, 2-3 years ago. There's still some of it there, and there still are some annoyances that I'll talk about here in a minute, but it's certainly a much better experience than it was, say, with iOS 9.
All around.
These are my programs, and this is what's different. Also, what I just talked about with the other connected microphone is different because you may not have any other microphone connected. You might just have your hearing aids. And this particular section is going to depend on what programs have been set up for you in your particular configuration. So All Around is the main program.
Restaurant. Music. TV/micro multimic. Selected. TV/micro in.
And if I double tap any of these icons, they will accordingly adjust my hearing aid. So if I went to music and double tapped on it, my internal hearing aid microphones would be active and it would be in the music program. A word about programs and MFI support. What you have as your program is going to impact what you hear on the streaming device. For example, if you want to listen to music on your MFI device, it's probably best for you to get a program specifically designed for music. So you would switch the program to music and then switch over to your other connected device, whether that's your iPhone or something else like a TV streamer or TV Link or whatever device you might have connected.
Left presets, heading, all around.
If you have it set up so that the setting is synchronized, this will not show up, but you can configure each hearing aid to be on a separate program. So again, if I wanted to listen to my surroundings with one hearing aid, and then, say, for example, a connected ALD with the other, I have that as an option.
Restaurant, music, TV/micro multimic. Selected, TV/micro in. Start live listen button.
Now we have start live listen. Your results with live listen are going to vary depending on your set of hearing aids. I'll explain that in a second, but first let's talk about what live listen is. For those of you who may have used AirPods before, you may already be familiar with this feature. And what Live Listen allows you to do is it turns your iPhone's microphone into an assisted listening device. For example, if I'm sitting across the table from somebody and I don't have an assisted listening device with me, I can essentially hand it to them and they can talk directly into my iPhone. Now, it's got to be somebody I trust, of course, but it is another option. Now, with some hearing aids, I've read that there is quite a lag between when something comes through the iPhone microphone and when it comes to your hearing aids. With these Resound Quattro hearing aids, I haven't really found too much of a lag, with one exception, and that is when you're in an environment where there's a lot of Bluetooth devices around you. When there's tons of Bluetooth devices, you know, there's always an interference issue. It gets hard to connect anything, really. The thing I've noticed specific to these Resound hearing aids that I didn't notice on the Phonak ones that I had was that the Bluetooth support is much better. So if I have an external microphone connected and somebody's wearing it, with the Phonak hearing aids, I used to have a lot of trouble, even if they were only a couple of feet away in, say, a convention hall or any kind of venue where there's a lot of other Bluetooth devices, because the interference would make it cut out. And it can do that with the microphone here on these Resound hearing aids, but it takes a little more to do it. I have found, again, that the live listen feature can be an issue when you're in those type of settings. That is it for this particular menu.
Live listen sends audio to your hearing device from the microphone on your iPhone.
That's what I said, Alex.
Forget this device button.
Okay, I forgot. Forget this device. So if you want to pair with another device, you can have your hearing aids, depending on the make and model, paired with multiple iOS devices. But if you want to use one over the other, then you have to turn Bluetooth on one of them off. So you can't have multiple iOS device pairings at the same time, unfortunately, if that's something you want to do. I mentioned there was one other annoyance. This is specific to voiceover users, and that is if you wait too long. Say, for example, you're editing a document and you stop to think for a minute or even 5 seconds. The connection between the iOS device and your hearing aids or CI processors will drop. The other annoying thing is that depending on the make and model, you may miss a few letters when you begin typing again, or you may miss a few words before the connection picks back up. What I have found with the Quattro hearing aids from Resound is that it somehow doesn't miss any words most of the time. It may cut off half a syllable or something, but it's not like the older MFI-supported hearing aids where you have sometimes several words cut off. So that's something to be aware of, and there are workarounds for it. For example, if you want a solid stream without any breaking of the connection, you can always connect to a device that puts out a constant signal, an external device, like I have the multi-mic. There's also TV streamers that you can patch into your iPhone if you have the 3.5 millimeter jack. But if you don't want to use a dongle and you just want to be wireless, probably the best thing to do is record an audio file that has a lot of silence in it. Put it in your favorite app to play audio and let it go so that the connection will remain active and you're not going to miss anything that you may need to be able to hear when editing a document. Now let's take a look at how to remove the MFI hearing aids menu from the accessibility shortcut options, and also how to add it to the control center. I will go ahead and go back.
Scott's hearing aids, Resound, RE962-General, back button. Accessibility, heading.
And now I can do a four-finger tap near the bottom.
Accessibility shortcut, ask, button.
Now it says ask.
Accessibility, back button.
And specify which accessibility options I want to be there for the shortcut. Now if you decide you want to keep that menu and you want it to ask instead of toggling voiceover, of course you can use Siri to toggle voiceover on and off, so you do have multiple options here.
Accessibility shortcut, heading. Triple click the home button for heading. Assistive touch. Reorder assistive touch. Classic invert colors. Color filter. Reorder. Selected. MFI hearing devices.
I'm going to take that out.
MFI hearing devices.
And now all I have is voiceover. So when I triple click the home button, voiceover is on or off. But by default, it will ask you. And when it does ask, and if you do tap MFI devices, you'll get put into the menu that I'm going to show you shortly. which you can also add from the control center. That's what we're going to do next. So I'm going to back out of here.
Accessibility, general, back button. Settings, back button. Settings, heading.
I will find control center.
Control center, button. Selected, settings, back button, control center. Swipe up from the bottom of the screen to view control center. Access within apps, on. Allow access to controls, customize controls, button.
There we go, we go to customize controls.
Selected, control center, back button, customize, add and organize additional controls, include, heading.
And under include, we'll find MFI devices.
Low power mode.
Rather, hearing devices.
Reorder low power mode, screen recording. Reorders, more controls, heading. Insert accessibility shortcuts, accessibility, insert alarm, but alarm, insert Apple TV remote, Apple's, insert calculator, but insert camera, insert do not disturb while, do not, insert flashlight, insert guided access, insert hearing, button, 9 of 18, insert hearing, 9 of 18, insert flashlight, button, 7 of 17.
That is how you add things to your control center. Let's go back to the home screen. And now I'm going to bring up the control center.
Airplane mode, switch button, off. Actions available.
Because of the way I left it, hearing devices is the last option. Which is fine with me, because then I can do the four-finger single tap near the bottom of the screen.
Hearing devices, button.
And I'm on it. Now if I double tap here.
Scott's hearing aids, connected, left battery level, 100%, right battery level, 100%.
That might sound a little familiar to you.
Left mic, 67%. Right mic, 67%. Left TV slash micro M volume, 100%. Right TV slash micro M volume, 100%. Adjustable. Left presets, TV slash micro M. Right presets, TV slash micro M. Live listen, off, button.
So that's your final option. We have two presets active at the moment. The multi-mic as well as the internal microphones. Let's say I want to go ahead and listen to what's going around with my left ear. So I will go back up.
Right presets, TV slash micro in. Left presets, TV slash micro in. Right TV slash micro M volume. Left TV slash micro M volume. Right mic, 67%. Left mic, 67%. Adjustable.
Now I can flick up.
89, 100%.
Now it's all the way up. And if I want.
Right mic, left TV slash micro M volume. 100%. Adjustable.
I can now dial this down by flicking down.
87, 6, 5, 40, 30, 20, 10%, 0%.
And now all I'm hearing is what's going on around me, which is nothing at the moment. So you have a lot of customizability here, and it does give you access to a heck of a lot more than what you would get 10 years ago. You know, you have the ability to use multiple settings and control multiple devices at one time, also the volume of each. So it's a really good thing. And the other thing you can do with a lot of the modern hearing aids is have settings either emailed to you, or there's also, I believe, a way to upload it or to have them send it to your app if you're using one and update your programming settings. We're not totally done yet, though. There are two other things I want to show you before we wrap up this podcast. I'm going to go ahead and get into voiceover settings now with Siri. That'll be a little faster. Open voiceover settings.
Let's take a look at the settings for voiceover.
Accessibility, back button.
Now, there are some options I want to show you in here. Those are under the audio button, of course.
Audio, button. Selected, voiceover, back button.
Now I'm in audio, and we're looking for
audio, mute sound effects, audio ducking, auto select speaker and call during audio call, send to HDMI, off. Any externally speech channels, headphones, heading, selected, headphones left.
So again, you can come in here and actually control if you want to hear voiceover out of both channels or one. I can't demonstrate that, unfortunately, because there's no way for me to patch directly into my hearing aids. I can tell you it does work. Unfortunately, what doesn't work is having music stream to, for example, your hearing aids while you have voiceover set to the external speaker, or vice versa. You can't control those, but you can control which device you'll hear it through. To do that, I go back into Control Center.
Control Center, airplane mode, switch button, off. Actions and available.
Now I'm looking for the routes available option.
Cellular data, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, 3D, show media controls, routes available, button.
There we go.
Show media controls, Mystery Theater, 77, show media controls, button.
Show media controls, I keep flicking right.
Selected, headphones.
That is the mixer. If I didn't have something plugged into the headphone jack, of course it would show iPhone.
Bedroom, Apple TV.
That's not mine. That could be fun. I could play my voiceover audio through my neighbor's Apple TV. Good morning.
Scott's hearing aids, headphones.
And that is not what's selected, of course, but if I were to double tap, the audio would then be sent to my hearing aids, and that's all of those options. So as you can see, there's a lot here to work with, a lot more control than you would have on older devices. It's really a nice thing. Kind of basic in terms of what you can do with the MFI support, but it is accessible. And you really have to look at not only this type of functionality when you're looking at getting hearing aids, but what technology is going to work best for you. Again, this support is pretty much standard for any MFI supported hearing aids, but the apps are an entirely different story, unfortunately, at this time. So hopefully the manufacturers will get it together and make some of these other things accessible to voiceover users. I hope you found this podcast helpful. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you again on another podcast. This is Scott Devert saying bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.